so well, well read. So.
Thank you for listening to one of the audio messages from Cornerstone Church Airdrie. My name is Brad, and I have the privilege of serving as the lead campus pastor and primary preaching voice at Cornerstone Church Airdrie. So if it's me you're hearing speak today, or if it's someone else, our desire is still the same. We pray that you are so encouraged, that you are built up, challenged, and inspired. Through these messages, our hope for you is that you would grow in knowing God, knowing His hope, knowing His purpose, and knowing His power. We believe that the God who spoke all through Scripture is still speaking to us today, and we pray that as you listen to this message, the heart of God would be speaking to you. Enjoy the message.
Even when we crash like water.
This morning is Baptism Sunday, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. And we're going to have this incredible time as we watch these young people. Now, if you're still debating whether or not to take me up on my offer to go home and get changed, got about 15 minutes. So the circle is shrinking. Now, I guess if you were the last one to get baptized, maybe you still got about half an hour. So you still got about a 15-minute window. So there's parts of the city that if you still live there and you're still on edge, you still got time. But we're going to have this incredible time as we watch these young people. And it's exciting this Sunday because all five of the folks who are getting baptized, they're young people. And one of the things that's incredible is oftentimes we think that the most valuable and the most incredible testimony that we can have of our lives is this idea that somehow we need to have this testimony of, look at all of these bitter, awful things I did throughout my life. And then God pulled me out of that. But friends, I want to tell you, as incredible a testimony as that may be, the testimony of at a young age, I recognized my need for Jesus. And I was able to live my life out of that place. Friends, that is an amazing testimony. And so as we celebrate this morning and we see that there's young people, Owen who's getting baptized, he's the youngest, he's only 9. And we think, oh, well, that's nice, the kids are getting baptized. No, that's nice that the kids are being baptized. Because they're going to be able to live their lives and their testimony will be of the goodness and the grace and the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. And so it's exciting that young people are being baptized. And we're going to get to celebrate, and we're going to clap, and we're going to cheer, because this is a great big deal. But before we do that, I just want to take a couple of moments and talk to you about what we believe about baptism. Last week, we talked about what we believe about the church, and why church matters, and why you should believe in the church. And this week, we're going to talk about what we believe about baptism, and why baptism matters, and why you should believe in the importance of baptism, and why, if you haven't, you should be baptized. Now, I want to make a statement to you before we begin. And it's a statement that maybe on the surface, if you just heard this statement out of context with no explanation, you might think maybe it's a little heretical. But if you follow me, I think you'll get it. Here it is. God doesn't want you to have salvation alone. God doesn't want you to be saved alone. Now, before we get too far here and unpack all of that, something needs to be made clear. You don't need to be baptized to get to heaven. The only thing you need to get to heaven is salvation. You don't need to be baptized to get into heaven. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to live my life opting out of the stuff that God has for me. I don't want 50% of what God has for me. I don't want 75% of what God has for me. I don't want 99% of what God has for me. If God has it for me, friends, I want that. I want that thing. I don't want to somehow be like, I'm good, God. Don't worry about it. I want all of the things that God has for me. I want, if it's available to me, I want it. I want to be, I want you to be, I want us to be greedy for God. That as we look at our lives, God, I want more of you in my life. And one of the things that God has for us, has for me, has for you, is to be baptized. And I want to give you a couple of things from the Bible that will help us to understand perhaps why we need to be baptized. When we follow Jesus, one of the first and most crucial things that we have to do, that we take on, that we live out, is to repent for our sins. To repent is to say, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry about that. God, I'm sorry I said that. God, I'm sorry I did that. God, I'm sorry that I thought that. But repentance isn't just saying sorry. It's not even being mournful or regretful or sad for our actions. Anyone can say sorry, and anyone can cry. But repentance is to change the course of your life. It's making a U-turn in life, a 180. I used to be going this way, but God, I've seen the error of this way. And so I'm not just sorry that I've been going this way, but God, I'm going to now start going the other way. And after we've repented and changed our ways, our mindsets, and our lives, we're called to take the public step of letting the world know, hey, things have changed inside of me. Things have changed in me. Baptism is a public declaration of an inward confession. I am going public with my change. I'm not just going to be private about it. I'm not just going to have the things that have changed in me and change in me, and I'm not just going to let anyone know, but I am publicly repenting, publicly turning from my life that was and starting a new life. I'm going to let everyone know I now live for Jesus. So the first thing that we need to know about baptism is that baptism means I am dead to my old life, and I'm resurrected into my new life. Baptism is a symbol. It's a picture of the story of our lives because of Jesus. I am no longer who I used to be. I'm not that old person. I'm not those old actions. I'm not those old thoughts, that old attitude, that old life. That's not me anymore. He's gone, he's dead, and he is buried. And that's why when we baptize you, we put you under the water. All the way under the water. Because all of who you were is going under. Listen to this. When we're baptized, we may not be where we want to be, but we thank God because we're not where we used to be. When we are baptized, we may not be, baptism is not a symbol of perfection, and it's not a symbol of attainment. We are baptized. When we're baptized, we may not be everything we want to be, but it's a celebration and a public recognition of, but I'm not who I used to be. In Galatians chapter 2, it says this: I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so this is the picture, that old self, that old me, he goes down under the water, but we don't leave you there. It's only a picture of dying. If we left you there for too long, things might get a little out of the picture and into real. At least we will pull you back out, I promise. But when you're brought back up out of the water, it's this amazing picture of your new life. When I go down under the water and when I come up, that's a picture of the fact that in Christ I am a new creation with new passions, new cravings, new desires, a new purpose, and a new identity. I may not be where I want to be now, but I'm not where I used to be. Baptism is symbolic. It's a symbol of me laying down my old life, my old dreams, my old desires, my old wants, all that I allowed to define me. I lay it all down. And when I come up, I'm saying, Jesus, I'm publicly saying, you're what defines me now. It's you. Your dreams, your desires, what you want for me is what I want for me. 1 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He's a new creation, or the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All of the old things are gone. The old life, the old thinking, the old person, it's gone. We just had communion where we recognize the old covenant is gone, but now we get to walk in the new covenant. And in Christ, all things are made new. The second thing we need to know about baptism is that baptism means that I'm cleansed of my sins because of Jesus. Now, there isn't the power of forgiveness in the hot tub or the river or the lake, or in this case, our hot tub. There is no power in the water. The power isn't in the water. The power is in the name of Jesus. When we baptize these people coming up, we are going to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because the power isn't in them being baptized. The power is in whose name they're being baptized. I want to show you something in Scripture here. We're going to just read through a couple of verses really quickly. In Acts chapter 2, it says, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." Later on in Acts 22, it says, And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. In Romans 6, it says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" The power of baptism comes from the name we are being baptized in. And we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit because that's where the significance comes from. When we baptize in the name of Jesus, it means I am cleansed of all of my sins. I don't care how gross, how wicked, how evil what you did was, what you participated in. The Bible tells us that although our sins may be like crimson, we can be made as fresh wool. You are cleansed from all unrighteousness. You are cleansed from filth and evil and wickedness. But when we're cleansed in the name of Jesus, that old self that's defined by all of those things dies and goes under the water. And we don't just come up with a new life. We come up cleansed from all of the stains of that old life. That it's not just a picture of I'm starting fresh, but it's a picture of in my fresh start, all of the dirt, all of the stains, everything that marred who I was. It's a picture that is all wiped away, all washed away, all washed clean. And for the last point today about what baptism means is that baptism means I'm moving forward. See, baptism, it's not a uniquely Christian practice. And in fact, baptism isn't something that was created in Scripture for Christians to do. Baptism existed actually before Jesus. Before Jesus was around, people were baptized. It wasn't something that is a New Testament thing that God just created. It was a practice that began long before Jesus. Inside of Jewish culture, what baptism looked like was sort of like an allegiance to a teacher. So when you decided that you had found your guy, your teacher, the one you wanted to follow, the one you found what you would call your rabbi, you would be baptized by that rabbi as a way of saying, "This is my guy. This is whom I'm following." That's why John the Baptist was baptizing people before Jesus began his ministry. Because he wasn't baptizing them for Jesus, because Jesus hadn't begun his ministry yet. They were coming to John to be baptized because John was a teacher and they were giving their amen to John. God said amen. So when we talk about baptism and we talk about what this is, that's why we see people coming to John the Baptist. But when we're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in a way, it's the same as that. Because it's us saying, "This is my guy. Jesus is my guy. I am a follower of his. I am a disciple of his." But it's also different than that. It's not just saying I'm a follower of his, or that I like his teaching, or I like his style, or I like his wisdom. It's not just handing over that follower discipling part of our lives. He's not just becoming our teacher, and he's not just becoming our rabbi. But we are now declaring what God has done or is doing, but when we come up out of that water, we are now making a declaration as well about what is to come. It's not just simply saying, look, I'm recognizing today what God has done, and it's not just I'm recognizing this moment, but it's making a statement about our future as well. That from now on and going forward, this life that I live, this part of the world that I play, I am now moving forward in the power of Jesus Christ. It's not the power in me, it's the power of Jesus. Back in Romans 6, we read earlier verse 3, now we're going to read verse 4, where it says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we may too live a new life. And so we're given this brand new life, not just in the moment, not just a restart, not just, well, we're going to begin again and see what happens, but we're given this moment of new, and then we're given a time of new, where we're not just no longer bound to the past with a chance at a new start, but we're given a new life that's free to walk in. Baptism is a picture, and as we're lowered down into the water, our old life is gone and buried. We are brought back out of the water, we're washed clean, and when you leave the water, you are soaking wet. Your state, your condition has changed. And while you may dry off, the picture that we're given out of this future and life is time of change and new because of Jesus' death and resurrection and my receiving the free gift of salvation from that.
Thanks again for listening to the message. I pray that your heart was blessed by what God had to say today. If you'd like to connect further with Cornerstone Church Airdrie, there's a couple things that you can do. You can find us on the internet at cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com and select Airdrie from the homepage. If you'd like to connect to a pastor at the church, you can do that through our website. Once you're on the Airdrie page, just click on the New Here tab in the main menu and our campus pastor from the drop-down menu. You can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cornerstone Airdrie, or you can follow us on Twitter at CS Airdrie. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and get new content delivered directly to you. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, as that helps people find us easier. We're so grateful to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our community in Airdrie and with you today. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we're a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. And you are a part of that family. As family. Eternal death, are we not one? Oh Lord.